Maseches Brachos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah has continued discussing the halachis of brachos on food. There's a general concept of Shemeya Ka'ina, that someone who hears a bracha said, it's as if he spoke it out loud, that one can recite a bracha, and for other people hearing and having in mind to be covered by his bracha, so then they also can be covered by his bracha just from hearing it. So the Mishnah discusses this and its ramifications in a meal. Hayu yashrim lachal, if people were sitting and eating, kol echad v'echad mevarech la'atzmai, each one should make his own brachas for himself on his food. But heisebu, if they were reclining to eat together, then echad mevarech l'kulan, one can make the bracha, and the others listening can be covered by his bracha. So one can make the bracha for all of them. The difference is if they were sitting or if they were reclining. In the times of the Mishnais, it was common for them to recline. That was the normal form of sitting together and eating. And by doing so, they were joining together to have a meal together. And only when joined together would the one be able to make the bracha for all the other people sitting together at the meal. However, if they were sitting and not reclining, it showed that they were each eating separately and not all together, and therefore one could not make the bracha for all of them. The Mishnah continues, Balahem Yayim B'techa Mazen. If wine came in middle of the meal, so this is an example that a bracha would be necessary to say in middle of the meal, Kol Echad V'Echad Mevarech La'atzmai, then each one should make their bracha by themselves, even if they were reclining and sitting together. Still, each one should make the bracha themselves, because in the middle of a meal, the Rav explains, people are distracted by eating, they won't be able to concentrate and listen to the bracha properly, and so they won't be covered. Another explanation is that they may choke by answering Amen, so they shouldn't listen to the other brachas, each one should say their own bracha. La'achar amazen, but if wine is brought after they're done eating, even before brachas amazen, echad mevarech l'kulan, then one can make the bracha for everyone, because they're not busy eating, they can listen and answer Amen, and all can be yaitse with one person's bracha. The Mishnah ends off discussing the person who said the benching out loud for everyone else. One person would be maitse everyone else in the benching in brachas amazen. And not only that, the Mishnah says, v'hu, that person that said the benching, the brachas amazen for everyone, v'hu aymer ala mugmar, he would also say the bracha on the mugmar, which was the incense that was passed around at the meal, that was common practice in the times of the Mishnais. They would pass around this incense besamim, and there was a bracha of bari atzi besamim. So the same person that said the brachas of brachas amazen out loud for everyone else, he would say this bracha on the besamim for everyone else. Aval pi she'ein mevi'im es amugmar, even though this incense was only brought after the Suda and after Birchas Hamazon, and one may think that it's separate and someone else could say the Bracha. Still, the Mishnah says that this covet, this honor, is put together with the one who says the benching out loud. He also says this Bracha on the incense for everyone else. Mishnah Zayin. The Heviu Lefanav Maliach Batzchila. If they bring before a person salty food, such as a salted fish, upas imay, and they bring together with it a piece of bread. The fish was too salty to be eaten by itself, and it needed a piece of bread in order that he could his palate would be able to handle the salty fish. So in this case, where the fish is his main food, and the bread is only eaten to be able to aid in the eating of the fish, so then, mevarech al maliach, he makes a bracha on the salty food, upaiter is a pas, and that bracha will cover the bread. Sha'apas tfilalai, because the pas is secondary, the bread is secondary to the salty food that he's eating, and therefore he makes the bracha on the primary food, the salty food, and it covers the bread that's eaten secondary. Za'aklal, the Mishnah says, this is the general rule, kol shehu ikar v'imay tfilah. Whenever you have something that's a primary food and then there's a secondary food that comes together with it, mevarech ala ikar upaiter es hatefila. You make one bracha on the ikar, on the primary food, and that covers the secondary food that's eaten with it.